this sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Are the Halloween vibes up? Tell us why. 585-252-9800. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking in. All right, let's get into it. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Thanks for starting the morning off with us. Breeze?
Good morning.
How we doing this morning?
We're thriving. Thriving. Yeah, I wanted to go to, I'm going to Massachusetts tomorrow, and I wanted to go to Salem for Halloween, but I don't think it's going to happen. It's too busy.
It's very busy.
Too busy, especially this time of year. So, everyone stay safe tonight. Carry your flashlights and your glow sticks when you're walking around.
And your brass knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball and chain with the spikes at the end.
And hit up that Halloween neighborhood in Irondequoit.
That's right.
The one that goes absolutely all out. So,
lot of fun neighborhoods to be running the streets tonight. And like I said, it's going to be 77 for the high today, you guys. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
All right. Who is here? Good morning, guys, and happy Halloween. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in. My vibes are great. For the first time in 28 years, I don't have anything to do today. So I'm going to hand out candy and watch scary movies with my husband. Enjoy the day, guys. Wait, Amy. How do you not have anything to do today, considering the fact you have 17 kids and 29 grandchildren?
I was going to say, don't you have 30 grandkids? She's got nothing
make
to do.
Make it make sense, Amy.
Well, enjoy it, Amy.
Whatever. She is a very active parent and grandparent, so she deserves a day off. Every day she's texting in, we're going here, we're going there, we're going, you know, all over the place. I'm like, oh my God, can I come? Who else is here? We have Kristen here. She says, happy Halloween to my favorite morning show in The Rock. You guys are spooky.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's all about treats today and no tricks.
I know. What happened to our, I thought we were doing a Halloween video. No? No costumes?
No costumes today.
No costumes.
I'm wearing my traditional Ghostbusters t-shirt today. So if that doesn't scream Halloween, Breeze, I don't know.
I'm wearing my pajamas today, so I'm a sleepy girl.
Well, you need all new clothes, so that's your new wardrobe. I don't know what the hell happened last night. I go to bed. The Yankees are winning 5-0. I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. I wake up. The Dodgers win the series 7-6.
Hot take. I'm so happy. I'm so glad it's over. I'm so glad nobody's talking about it anymore.
I mean, what? How do you crumble like that? What happened?
These things happen all the time, unfortunately. I'm just kind of glad that we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Talk about what? Nobody's setting
the World Series.
When have we talked about it?
No, not us. Everyone, collectively, like... Everyone's like, did you see, like, Romeo blew his shoulder out? I'm like, let's just move on.
You hate anything sports-wise. I don't know why.
I mean, did you see my video of me going through a table last night at the Bills game?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm a huge sports girl. Massive.
When it comes to jumping on tables, yes.
Yes, for sure.
That's totally you.
Who else is here before we get going? Gina's here. She says, I'm so excited to hand out candy tonight with my boyfriend. It's the first time in our apartment, and I can't wait. Trunk or treat.
Did anybody else get guilt-tripped into buying the full-size candy bars? Because everybody's trying to one-up their neighbor?
See, we talked about this yesterday with our girl Devin. When it comes to one-upping somebody... in regards to kids receiving something, the only person really benefiting is these children, which, I mean, get your bag, pop off, you know what I mean? But I just love the how you're in a competition with somebody, whether it be a spouse, an ex-spouse, a neighbor, and the kids are like, keep fighting, please, because we're just absolutely reaping the benefits.
Yeah, I just feel like Halloween's changed a ton. You know, you just don't see kids throwing poop on a doorstep anymore and setting it on fire. Now that's Halloween right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Gorgeous.
All right, guys. Vibes are up this morning, Breeze. I know you're going to Boston this weekend, which is mm-hmm. awesome.
Very excited for that.
Cool, cool.
I've been to Boston more this last year than I have like my entire life, so I love it.
It's a great city.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm going to go hang with the brother tonight and some of the parents, my parents, my sister-in-law.
Like I have multiple sets of parents.
The kids. I mean, they're all going to my brother's house. We do, like last year, we did the fire pit and hand out candy and all that stuff. So it's going to be a good time. I'm going to swing by there real quick and then most likely go meet some friends out. But
be safe, please.
Speaking of going out, it's been more than a month since Rochester Police Department in the city of Rochester implemented that special event zone down on East and Alexander. Is it working? And do a lot of these bar owners want to end up just getting rid of it altogether? Do they want to lift those restrictions? We'll tell you how they're feeling and what they plan on doing this weekend coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It has been more than a month since the Rochester Police Department in the city of Rochester implemented that special event zone where they put the roadblocks and other restrictions at East and Alexander. But after a busy weekend, I mean, with the Halloween parties, they had that Bill's Block Party that, I mean, last Sunday it looked like it was a huge success. You were there.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. We had a blast.
The question being asked is how are businesses owners feeling about this? And it seems after a month, businesses are still pretty split on street closures because the city is now allowing everyone over 18, where it was 21, to enter the entertainment district after 10 on Saturdays. But some are still calling for more, you know, rollbacks on the restrictions. One owner says, we've been meeting with the city weeks on this. I'm glad they're here. Glad they recognized our neighborhood. I'm glad they recognized some of the problems we're having down here. But I think they're finally starting to adjust some of the things that they were doing. It seems like they came out the gate a little hot. Mm-hmm. The ID requirement is gone. And a lot of complaints about that took place. And he says, I agree. You should not have to show your identification to walk from point A to point B. But as of now, some say they've seen little to no impact on their businesses following these closures and are just really glad to see the area become a little safer for the patrons and employees alike. So
they should love this. I mean, it's definitely driving more business to their establishments.
Yeah, I mean, just in the last month alone, I don't know. I think it's been great. But now it's not 21 anymore to enter. Now it's 18. It doesn't look like you need to show ID. But in the beginning, the first couple of weeks, they were patting you down. You can bring backpacks in through there. They're just trying to keep it as safe as possible. Because God knows there was bad news showing up every single weekend on the news of what happened on East and Alexander Street.
Yeah.
So as of now, they're going to keep it going. But some businesses are like, nah, it makes no difference to me. Get rid of the barricades.
Be gone with the barricades.
No. The reason why it's been so great down there in the last couple of weeks is because people do feel safe going down there.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know? Yeah. Let's switch it up a little bit. We can't spend all our time at the cannery, can we?
No, we can't.
There's an elephant in the room this morning, and by the looks of your messages, it may be time for There I Said It. Breezy and I, we're going to give you a chance to clear the air and share all of your unpopular opinions this Halloween. Send us your messages now, 585-252-9800. We'll get to them coming up next on the show.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
All right, let's get into it this morning and clear the air. Let's change it up a bit. Let's hear a few unpopular Halloween opinions this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number to reach us. You can call, you can text. Where's our friends at?
They are here and ready to vibe out. This person says, I'm excited for Halloween as a 52-year-old. There, I said it. As you should be, Queen.
Yeah.
Pop all the way off.
Age is just a number. Is it not? Is it not?
It really is.
Oh, look who's here. Big Ed. Big Ed says any single person who has an inflatable on their front yard is considered white trash. There, I said it.
Any single person?
Any single person.
Okay. Sure. This person says, I hate Halloween. There, I said it. Wow. Okay. See, mine for today is, well, I have a couple, but mine for today is like, I'm pretty mid on Halloween. I feel like meh about the whole thing. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's not something like, I woke up this morning. I honestly kind of forgot it was Halloween. I dressed up. I did my thing. I went to the party. But it's just kind of like meh. And my other one for today is I'm very, very ecstatic that the World Series is over. There, I said it. I'm so sick of hearing, it's so close. They're winning. They're losing. Like, I'm over it. We're done. Thank you so much, Dodgers, for putting an end to it all.
Yeah, it was very disappointing to watch. Chelsea says, I don't understand people who don't shower first thing in the morning. If people only knew the dirty things that took place in their sheets at night, it is so beyond gross. There, I said it. Well, you shower when you're able to shower, I guess. What's the longest you've ever gone without showering?
4 days?
4 days? Where were you? In the woods?
No, it was just like last week.
What were you doing that it took so long?
Well,
rotting in bed?
For me, like, if I don't work out, I don't feel as inclined to shower. But I work out almost every day, so I have to shower. Unfortunately, sometimes showering is just too much admin, though.
I've been really struggling lately between the bar soap or the loofah. I'm not really sure which direction to take.
I've gone 2 weeks, though, without washing my hair.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Doesn't it smell?
Yeah.
There's one restaurant I always go into, and I won't go in unless I really have to. I can be in there for 30 seconds, and as soon as I walk out, I smell like a deep fryer. The rest of the month. God, it's awful. What's up, Chris? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Everyone who works remote is honestly some of the most stupid people I've ever met. It just makes you lazy and unproductive. Really? How do you figure? I know people making $200,000 a year working from home.
And they're not doing much.
They're not really doing that. Well, I'm on my lunch break.
I'm like, it's six.
God. Oh, good for you guys, man.
This person says, payphones should have been kept up. There, I said it. What about in case of emergencies or rare occurrences when your phones are dead? That is not a rare occurrence for me.
No, they still got
that. That is an everyday moment.
About one janky payphone on Monroe Ave. Anyone seen it?
The one in Pittsford Plaza?
Is there one in Pittsford Plaza?
It looks like a London one. It's red.
Oh, you're talking about the phone booth.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's there.
That's a perfect place to go get a photo.
I don't think it works, but... Oh, don't worry, I did.
You know what I think? I think we skip Thanksgiving and go straight to Christmas. There, I said it.
Nope.
I'm all for it.
Anyone else? Flowers.
Anyone else?
No.
Let's skip Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas, because you know after tonight, tomorrow being November 1st, that's it, baby. Mariah Carey is coming out.
Coming out to play.
Does anybody set up their Christmas tree on November 1st?
People set up their Christmas tree in September. I know people who's have ornaments literally all scattered around the house. I'm like, oh my God.
I feel like that's maybe overkill.
Chill.
Okay, all right.
This person says, overworked and underpaid. There, I said it. Get in line, Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie, join the club. Jess says,
not special.
My mom thinks that the pet costumes on Halloween are cruel. She's a diehard PETA lover. And tonight, I'm dressing up as a chicken with its head cut off.
Right.
I'll send pictures and videos.
Please do.
Hi, Moose, Breezy on air. Send them over. Hannah, you got one for today? Good morning. Hi.
She's like, meh.
Do you even want to be here today?
She's tired. She's trying. She's thinking about her costume. She's going to Nashie's later.
You are going to Nashie's later.
Here
what's popping
comes.
Off?
My opinion this morning is that homemade costumes are way more fun than store-bought costumes. There, I said it.
We did talk about this already, Hannah, but thank you so much for the original take.
I like homemade costumes.
I do, too. I do, too.
A good homemade costume. Can't beat it.
I mean, it's just, it's the originality behind the whole thing. Like, it's original. It's fun. No one is going to have it. It's good. It's good vibes.
That's
good vibes
true.
For sure.
And then let's get over to our friend Dave this morning on this beautiful Halloween morning. By the way, 77 for the high today, you guys. We're about to set a record. Dave says, it's incredible how women have found a way to make every single Halloween costume slutty. There, I said it.
Of course.
I am not complaining. I'm just making an observation. A slutty insurance agent? You ladies, you can, there's nothing you won't think of.
I'm Jalissa from State Farm. Okay.
98 PXY traffic.